The shops at Park Lane, my favorite place to go for back-to-school shopping. The only shopping center with brand names for less that's centrally located in Dallas. And I found some really great deals on the must-haves for back-to-school. For healthy lunches, there's Whole Foods. For any activity you can think of, there's Dick's and St. Bernard Sports. Just so many great stores with the latest styles at incredible prices. So Emma Kelly looks and feels her best her first day back, and I feel great about all the money I've saved. And after all that back-to-school shopping, celebrate at one of the fabulous restaurants at the shops at Park Lane.
Now, we all like to think we're experts at something.
Yep.
We like to think. And we like to give out some advice. Kelly already does love letters to Kelly, but this goes far beyond that.
What would your area of expertise be? Daddyhood, maybe?
Could be daddyhood. I know a few things about working out and dieting or eating right.
Yeah. Doing your hair.
I know if you want to know if your joke is great, I can that if you like.
All right.
We got a new knock-knock joke,
all right,
maybe?
All right.
We could help you out with that. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We did get some on Facebook. This one actually is for Kelly.
Oh, yay.
Hey, Kelly, you're a mom.
I am.
I need a ruling. My daughter is throwing a fit because I'm buying her party decorations at a Dollar Tree. I say it's all the same. She says, but mom, everyone will know. Who's right? Patty.
You're right, Mom. And everyone, if they're shopping at the Dollar Tree, they're just as excited, too.
Mm-hmm.
They're fine. They're Dollar Tree. Yes, you're right, Mom.
All right.
So it's on the mom's side. So just
tell her if she wants to buy better decorations, take her allowance and go do it. Otherwise, you're shopping at the Dollar Tree.
Final ruling. Thank you, Jenna. Jenna's got a gavel.
Yes, producer Mike.
Mike's in the building.
Mike. So if there are a lot of new listeners who may not know exactly what your expertise is in, we kind of made a list in the back.
Okay, Kelly, good.
For Kelly, saving money, parenting, love relationships, religion, morality, dieting, tanning.
Wow.
Tanning.
Like Big Al.
I got it all.
Big dieting.
Kelly gets tanning, then I don't know what I know.
Uh-huh. Big Al is an expert in business, alcohol, home improvement, flirting, being a landlord, flying back and forth to Mexico, investing, and promotions.
Oh, okay. All right.
Investing.
Sure. Good and bad.
JC is an expert in working out, being a young parent, new dad, boy bands, lawn maintenance, overcoming family issues, tattoos, citizenship, tank tops, being optimistic, and manscaping.
You should have led with lawn.
And selfies.
And Jenna's an expert in fashion, boob jobs, music, animals, working out, tanning, and being too old for Florida.
You're an expert at that.
Wow.
You know,
all those things I'm an expert
in. It's great to hear what the other folks in the office consider us experts at.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
All right. Let's go. Let's get to work.
All right.
We got some advising to do.
Yes, okay. We do. Oh, this one's from Jenna, actually.
Okay.
From
Amanda. Hey, Jenna, you're into fitness. I need a ruling. My husband doesn't work out ever. He even has the double wave arm flab.
Ooh.
He's got that going on. But he insists on wearing mang tanks anyway. Is it okay or can I burn him while he's working? That's more of a fashion advice, which you also are good at.
I think that, I'm not into this is a twofold thing because I don't know if she married someone or, you know, that he never worked out to begin with or if he stopped.
Let himself
go. Did he always wear tank tops? I mean, because you kind of married this person. So
Right. Did
he always do it and now it bothers you? Like, let's just say that she wants to get him to exercise if he's going to continue to wear the tank tops. If you don't like him wearing tanks, then buy him other stuff or just tell him, you look really good in this. I think compliments work better than insults, like what he looks good in. If you want to get him to work out with you and he doesn't like going to the gym, I mean, I think it just... Exercise becomes about finding an activity that you can somewhat enjoy sometimes. So whether it's like secretly hiding the fitness aspect of it and you get him to maybe likes tennis or you get him out there playing golf or doing something.
But as of now... Should he wear them or not?
We need
a ruling.
How do you tell someone? No, I don't think most guys should wear tank tops, but I don't think you should burn them. I think you should pack them up, buy him a couple new replacement things that you think he looks good in so he has some kind of shirt.
All right.
And I think you should say that we need to donate these, like for little kids to wear tank tops.
Or big little kids.
Donate them. Yeah. Don't burn them. Okay. I don't like the idea of burning clothes. Extreme.
So your answer is there's the ruling.
My answer is flabby arm wave, don't wear tank tops, but don't burn them. Give them to charity and get him to exercise.
Boom.
I'll take them.
That's a lot of
advice. Right.
Hey, Big Al, you love classic cars and you own multiple properties.
Yeah.
My wife wants us to sell my 1970 Cadillac Seville or DeVille?
Seville. It could Seville. Be either.
It's Cadillac Seville, DeVille yeah. convertible.
Coupe DeVille. Okay.
Oh, okay, it's so a 1970 Cadillac DeVille convertible, and used the money towards purchasing a small vacation house in Honduras. Wow. Which we may use for only a week or two every year. Wow. Her family would most likely use it way more than we would. Should we sell the caddy for a small house outside the country? Dan wants a ruling.
Dude, these are two things that I love. I love the classic car and I love the vacation house.
All right, Al.
But
you got to give a ruling.
I do have to make a ruling. And if you, unless there is a sentimental value to this particular car, this 70 DeVille, it is a classic, but they have them all the time. It's not an extremely rare car. So I would go ahead. You've enjoyed that for a little while. Go ahead and sell the DeVille. Put your money into the vacation home in Honduras. Go ahead and use it. If you can get a couple of dollars, written it out to somebody here and there, do that as well. So it'll actually be an income-producing situation.
Oh, yeah. Well done, Al.
All right.
Final ruling.
Gavel, please. Gavel.
Thank you, Jenna. All right. Let's go to the phones.
Okay.
Katie, we have we'll make a decision for you. Who is it for?
Kelly, the love expert. And I need a ruling, Kelly.
All right. I'm here for you.
All right. I was wondering if I should break up with my boyfriend. I cheated on him at the very beginning of our relationship, and this was over 2 years ago. But I've been the best girlfriend I can be since then. But he still resents me, and he's ignored every holiday, like Valentine's Day, and every anniversary. And he's just not putting into the relationship as much as I am. I'm just wondering what I should do.
Yeah. Hold on. Can I approach real quick, Kelly?
Sure, you may approach the bench.
Thank you. Was it just a kiss?
What does that matter?
No.
Oh.
Why does that matter?
It matters to a guy.
No, it doesn't.
Yes,
you know
it does.
You know why it doesn't matter in this equation? Because for 2 years, he's punished her.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, I'm not saying it's right, but
it doesn't matter if he was willing. This is the thing. If you tell someone, I'm going to stay with you.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You can't punish them for the rest of their lives and make their lives a living hell.
You can't. Right.
You should have just he should have broken up with her then if he couldn't handle it.
It's fine. Yeah. If you can't get over it, you can't get over it.
Right. So you have to decide, honey, do you want to live like this the rest of your life? Because this is your life. And since you can't make the decision for yourself, I'm going to make it for you. You have to break up with him. That's my final ruling.
Oh, there you go.
There you go. There you have it.
You know what? You learned a lesson.
Yeah.
Listen, you learned a lesson from this.
Mm-hmm.
You learned that there are consequences to things.
Yeah.
And so don't look at this as a bad thing. This was a good learning experience.
There you go.
But you've paid your penance.
Yeah.
Don't live the rest of your life like this. There is joy out there to be had.
You wasted 2 years getting treated like crap.
You're too young. Yeah.
Learn from your mistakes. Move along. It started out with a kiss. How did it end up like this, Al?
All right.
I don't know. Katie, we're going to get your phone number and follow up. So I want to know if she actually goes through with it. Because we're not just handing out advice for you not to do it.
All right. How about this one? Hey, JC.
What?
You are a fitness guy. I need a ruling. The over-grunting weightlifter at the gym is driving me crazy.
Oh.
My iPod won't play loud enough to drown him out.
Yeah.
Can I tell him to go grunt somewhere else? That is from Tim. Mm-mm.
Tim, you walk up to grunting man and go, shut up.
No.
No. Come on.
Yeah, you go up to him.
JC. Oh,
you absolutely can go up to him.
No.
I'm sorry.
So you're saying you've done this. You have been annoyed by someone in the gym, and you have approached them.
Have I approached them? Yeah.
No,
you have.
Not like that, though.
I don't even believe you. There's no way in the world you do that. A, you're too nice to do
that. Give a legit ruling and don't try to be funny.
Give a legit ruling. Like, in my case, if that was really bothering me that much, I buy nicer headphones that do drown it out. Second move would be going to management and complaining. And then there's, that's what management at a gym's supposed to do. Just like if someone's always being really sweaty or in your way, you complain to management.
What was his name?
Tim.
I'm assuming Tim's a big dude. So, Tim, you go up to him and you tell him, shut up.
Yeah.
Final ruling. Grappled it.
Yeah, that was really helpful, JC.
You're welcome. I get to the point.
What we got?
Let's see here. Oh, this might be a good one right here for Big Al Mac.
Okay.
Mary, you have a question for Big Al Mac. Go ahead.
Yes. Hi, Big Al.
Hi.
Where you're a landlord, can you give me a ruling?
Okay.
My next door neighbor is becoming unruly. He raps at the top of his lungs at all hours of the night.
Oh, boy.
I know it sounds ridiculous, it's gotten to the point where he is being really scary with it, with talking about black people, with talking about homosexuals, how he's hurt them. I've talked to my landlord, I've talked to law enforcement, and nobody will do anything, so I'm ready to just go over there and stick a foot where it needs to be.
Okay, Mary? Uh-huh. Stay away from that apartment, okay?
Yeah.
You need to. How long do you have left on your lease?
Well, even though my lease is up, I don't have anywhere else to go right now. I can't afford it.
Well, oh boy, that's tough.
You've been to the landlord and the police.
Yeah, well,
your only recourse is to move.
The police can't do anything unless he breaks the law.
I watched Criminal Minds last night, you guys, and the neighbor upstairs was driving the girl crazy.
She killed him,
but
didn't she?
No, the guy had a girl up there, and then he got her.
Yeah,
it was someone trying to get out, and she went up and yelled at him, and he got her. He's a bad guy.
So on a serious tip, yeah,
making noise. Be careful. Don't go over there by yourself.
Police can't do anything. The police can't do anything unless they actually break the law. The landlord, you know.
So what can she do? What's your ruling?
I want to say move, but you say you can't afford anything else. You know what? Befriend him. Maybe
you
take
said
him out
stay away from the apartment.
I don't know. I'm baffled right now.
If you can't move, what would you say, video it
and get it to go viral.
You say you can't afford to move. You can afford to move.
Right.
You can make a way to move if you had to sell something. If it meant enough to you, you could find a way to move. People find a way when
to
there's
do what
a
they
will.
Have to do. Yeah,
exactly. There's a better
there
way of
go.
Saying that.
Thank you, Kelly. I had assistant counsel
have
on that.
A rap battle.
Yeah. Final ruling.
I've tried to have a rap battle, and I've tried to move. And on top of that, I tried to befriend him when he was outside screaming at trees one day.
Uh-huh. Okay, you're living next door to crazy.
He's schizophrenic, so please don't go over there by yourself. Yeah. That's not a smart move, in all honesty.
No, I'd say move on a serious tip. On the jovial tip, maybe start listening to country, and maybe y'all can do a collaboration. There's a lot of those going on right now. All right?
Final ruling.
Move. Gavel, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mary. Good luck.
These are quite the predicament.
They are quite the predicaments. Let's
can we lighten it up?
Lighten it up a little bit.
Okay.
Everybody, welcome Alan to the show.
Hi, Alan.
Hi, Alan.
Yo, JC.
Yes.
I hear you, the joke expert. I need a ruling. Is this joke funny or not?
Okay, go ahead.
How do Eskimos get stuff to stick together?
How?
Egg glue.
That's funny,
dog. What do you think, JC? What's the ruling?
Final ruling, yes.
Funny. Funny. That's good, dog.
Alan, thank you, Alan.
I'm going to add that one to my arsenal of jokes.
Oh, great.
Which now stands at 7.
All right, good.
Thank you.
That was good. I like that.
I like that one.
That was
good.
That was funny.
Igloo. That's a good one. All right, let's go to fashion advice for Jenna.
Oh, okay.
Catherine, go ahead.
Hey, Jenna, you're a fashionista. I need a ruling.
Okay.
I just bought these super cute wedge platform black kind of velvety strappy sandals for fall.
Yeah.
But I don't know, is the platform dead? Can I still wear them?
Not at all. Yeah, of course you can. I think that I don't wear a lot of platform wedges, but Kelly wears wedges. I love wedges on certain people, and they're more comfortable. I tend to do more of the high heel or boot is my thing. But yes, if they're velvety, though, I'd wear them. Wear them with, tights in the fall. Or, you can really wear them with anything. They're great. Skinny jeans or tights. Not dead. Platform wedge, not dead at all.
Final ruling.
All right.
Yay.
Go ahead and wear those. Looking all good in your wedges.
Curtis ate up some of my girlfriend's boots, but I haven't told her.
What hasn't he eaten about?
What kind of boots?
She doesn't. Oh, they're nice.
Let's get.
Ate one of them.
Kelly, we need some shopping advice, and John has a question for you.
All right.
Go ahead, John.
Hey, Kelly, you're a smart shopper.
Yeah.
I was just thinking, can I buy a new lawnmower or build like a little fort or treehouse for my kids to get them out of the house?
Wait a minute.
Oh,
wait.
So it's one or the other, a lawnmower or a treehouse?
Shout out.
Yeah. I can only afford one because a new lawnmower costs about $3,000, the one I want. And
$3,000?
The treehouse probably costs about $1,600.
Ooh.
Well, how old are your kids?
6 and 10.
Hmm. That's a good question.
May I ask a question? SpongeBob,
they play video games all day long. They never go outside.
Yeah.
May I ask a question, Kelly?
Yeah, go ahead, Al.
John, is it a riding lawnmower? It's got to be.
Yes, sir. One of 0 times.
I would recommend, Kelly, get the riding lawnmower. Those are so
Here's what I would, if you really it's a choice of between the two, perhaps what you could do is build the treehouse for the boys because they do need to be outside. You're right. And maybe you can find someone who has a lawnmower like you want, trying to get rid of it. So maybe you can buy
What if?
So the $3,000 you would have spent on a lawnmower, maybe you can spend that much on getting both.
I have a lawnmower, but it's on its last leg. It's about 6 years old.
I have an
idea.
Yeah,
but I'm saying get maybe somebody, like, so a lot of times people, you
pawn
can
shop.
Go on a pawn shop or whatever. I don't know. There's got to be a place. Perhaps you can go to, you know, like Lowe's or something. They do the rentals. Maybe they have some of those rentals they're willing to save, and they're still in good shape. You just get a big discount.
Yeah, like
so you can spend the same money getting both.
I was spasming over there.
This is what you do. Serious business. Go ahead and get the treehouse, but tell your kids this is the deal. You're going to buy two push lawnmowers. I'm assuming you have a pretty large yard. And their payment for the treehouse to you is to mow the yard with the two push lawnmowers.
That'll get them out of the house.
Instead of buying...
I have another idea.
Okay.
That gets them out of the house.
This is something my parents did for me because I was a tomboy.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how much
it would... My kids. They don't like physical labor, so...
Well, that's the thing.
Well, they don't get no damn treehouse.
Well, too bad.
Then you want to get them out of the house, and they're boys, and they're 6 and 10, and you have a huge yard.
But a 6-year-old's a girl.
Okay, well, fine, whatever. But you have a huge yard, hence the reason for a big lawnmower. What if you put down pavement and a basketball hoop to make your yard smaller and then got a smaller lawnmower and that way they're outside getting physical activity? That's what my parents did. They put a brick wall up so I could kick the soccer ball around, you know, and then you wouldn't have quite as large of a space to mow.
That's going
to
be a lot. Concrete's expensive.
It's 2 acres, a 2-acre yard, so it's pretty
hard. How about just telling your kids to turn off the TV and go outside?
Final ruling.
I tried that.
No, don't say you tried that. You're the dad.
I'm to come right back in.
You're the dad. Well,
you're the dad.
You tell
my
him.
Dad
lock, John. Lock the dang
door. Fear of God in me. My dad told me I dare back talk.
Yeah, this was not
Kelly, give your final ruling. Give your final ruling, Kelly.
I don't think necessarily a $3,000 lawnmower. I personally couldn't justify that. I would get a cheaper lawnmower and get those kids out of the house. I don't understand why it has to be a tree house.
Yeah.
But get them a jungle gym or something.
And lock the door when they go outside.
There's a way to do it cheaper. Yep. You can do both. You just don't have to do it as upscale.
Okay. Kelly, final ruling.
Do both, but don't spend so much money.
Sorry, John, we didn't answer anything for you.
I just did. Do both. Don't do so much money.
Yeah. We gave lots of options.
We'll do two quick ones.
All right.
We'll go to Erica, go ahead.
Hey, JC, you're not originally from the U.S., so I need a ruling.
Mm-hmm.
I was born in Mexico,
but
I've been in the States since I was 3 days old. Should I renew my residency for another 10 years or go ahead and bite the bullet and get my citizenship?
Oh, get your citizenship. Yeah, get that bad boy.
It's so expensive, though.
Is
How
it?
Much is it?
It gets a little expensive.
$600-something.
Don't you want to be a full-fledged American?
I do, but there's different stipulations that keep me from wanting to do it.
Like what?
Like I want to eventually retire in a foreign country, and if you're a U.S. citizen
Americans
and you live in a foreign country, you still have to pay taxes as a U.S. citizen to the U.S.
I'm a dual citizen, so you could get dual citizenship with Mexico and the U.S., but you have to claim your citizenship with the U.S. if you want to be a citizen here. I would go ahead and get my citizenship.
Okay.
All right.
Sounds good.
Sounds good. All right.
Appreciate it.
All right.
Or just marry a white dude.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you pulling up the next one? This one's for Jenna.
No, hey. Hold on. We got one. We run out of time.
Oh, okay. All right.
I'm giving you the last one real quick.
We can do this again.
Yeah,
okay.
We can save those. See, the calls we can't save.
What, is it got so it. Good or something now? You just
No.
Oh,
I was just trying to stall while JC picked up another call.
Mary Jane, you have a question for Big Al Matt. Go ahead.
Yes, Big Al Mac, you're a world traveler. I need a ruling.
Okay.
Here's the thing. My husband is a pilot, but he only flies the small airplane, so I've been up in the air, but never on a jet. And come Monday, we are going to Alaska for the first time, and that's like a 10-hour flight.
Mm-hmm.
I am. I get motion sickness real easy, I don't like eating new food. I'm kind of scared to eat the airplane food. So I'm scared that if I eat before I get on the plane, I'm going to get sick. Or after I get on the plane, it's going to be really nasty.
Mm-hmm.
Which one do I do? Do I eat before or after?
I would go ahead, go to your drugstore, get you a pack of Imodium.
No,
right.
Dramamine, Al.
No, she said she gets sick to the stomach.
Motion sickness.
But she said she's talking about eating.
No, honey.
If she gets motion sick,
she'll want to throw up. So she gets. You've asked the wrong person.
Yeah, I am. No, you didn't.
It's not a traveling issue. I don't know. It's a motion sickness.
Yeah, I don't know
question.
Anything about motion sickness.
No, you don't. Obviously, you're telling her to get Imodium.
I thought she was talking about sick to her stomach.
No, because she said she gets motion sickness.
But I thought she was talking about eating.
I get motion sick backing out of the driveway.
Hey, I need a ruling here. What's her name?
Mary Jane.
Mary Jane. Who do you want advice from? I need a ruling from you. Me or Kelly?
You could switch.
It don't matter. I just want somebody to tell me, do I eat before or after?
Pack food that is salty and crunchy. You can take food on a plane with you. You just can't take liquids from outside.
Why don't you take a cruise?
Pack crunchy, salty foods that you can crunch. That helps. And also what helps you with motion sickness is sucking.
You can drive.
Good one.
Sucking on a lollipop helps with motion sickness. My friend's daughter gets really sick in the back seat, and her pediatrician said give her a lollipop. It really does help. This is not a traveling issue. This is a motion sickness issue.
Long flight. Eat before so you're not hungry, because that will make you sick,
yes,
too. Eat a bland meal before the flight.
And take a Dramamine. You'll probably sleep through most of the flight.
In my case, I get anxiety and sick to my stomach, so I take a Xanax or an anti-anxiety medication for flying, and then it knocks you out for the flight.
So, thanks, Al.
I'm glad I could answer your question.
And don't read on the plane if you're really that susceptible to it. Just, you can't do it.
You got it, Mary Jane?
Okay.
I heard your name also helps.
Thank you guys.
All right.
Or take Imodium and hope for the best.
Yeah, stupid.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
And right now, for a lot of us, it's wedding season.
Yeah. I sat next to a guy on the plane coming back, and I think, if I'm not mistaken, he said he had 17 weddings to go to this year.
Are you serious?
17.
It's just that age when, you know, he was a big, he had a lot of friends. It's just that age when you start dropping like flies, they all start getting married.
On the way out to our family vacation, I was sitting next to a couple who were going to their daughter's wedding, and she was actually getting married to a San Diego Padre pitcher who's hurt, so he's just going to get married since he's not playing.
Hmm.
Everybody's getting married.
And girls,
don't take it personal when your boyfriend doesn't want to go with you to a wedding that's in another state where he doesn't know anybody. Destination, thank you. And he doesn't know anyone there. I'm not speaking for myself necessarily.
Yes,
I'm just saying.
But it's a really nice thing of that boyfriend to do.
But it would be a nice thing.
Because there's
nice
nothing
thing.
Worse than showing up to a wedding by yourself.
It is. But we hate weddings.
There are worse things, actually. But it's pretty stinky.
Al, that's one of the best things you could do as a boyfriend is go to a destination wedding.
I'm just saying, don't take it personally if he can't go for whatever good business reason.
You just go.
That's all I'm saying.
Well, JC, you've been down this path before getting married.
Yeah.
Al has, but I don't think he probably... Were you really in the invite planning? Who you're going to invite?
I was in charge of limousines. That's what I was in charge of. I was the limousine service at the time.
Coming up with a guest list is really stressful for a lot of brides. I don't know if the grooms care a lot, but you've got the in-laws like, well, you have to invite these people.
Yeah.
And then, you know, this said a parent says this, that, and you know, you can't invite them because I used to date them. It gets really stressful.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you have to make some cuts to get your guest list down. Maybe it's a money issue or whatever.
I had to do that too, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, this bride-to-be decided before she sent out the wedding invitations to post a status update on her Facebook explaining why you may or may not get an invitation to her wedding.
On Facebook.
I have a feeling she had reached a breaking point, that she's probably hearing all of this stuff from who I have to invite.
Yeah.
And it's my wedding! That kind of thing moment. So she vented a little, some may say passive aggressively, some may say flat out aggressively on her Facebook status update.
And you have that status?
I do.
Yes.
Come on.
And somebody ended up finding it, putting it on Reddit, so now the whole world can see it. Okay, names blocked out to protect the innocent.
Mm-hmm.
We are sending out invites for the wedding this week. Going through the list of people to invite, we have only so much room at the church and reception. I'm going to try to make this as simple as possible so no one gets butthurt. Now, by the fact she said butthurt.
She's young.
No, she's over it.
She's mad.
I love the word.
There's a way you can say, I know there's going to be some people who might be hurt, but I just want you to explain to you where I'm coming from because
when you say,
I hate hurting people's feelings. When you say, I don't want you to get butthurt,
this
means is on
done.
You.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's over it.
Yeah, I'm butthurt.
She said, if you do not get an invite, here is a list of potential reasons why. Number one, if I have invited you every time we have a group function and you never show up.
Oh,
number two,
very valid.
If you're just a work acquaintance and I've never hung out with you outside of work.
Very valid.
That's very.
Yeah.
Number three.
I'm with her.
If I show up to things you invite me to and you never show up to our invites or even respond.
Yeah. I like that too.
Number four. If I have only hung out with you in a group setting and we're not that close of friends.
Hey, I love it.
Number five. If at any point you have ever talked blank about me or my fiance, you are definitely not invited.
You wouldn't invite anybody.
Perfect. Okay.
Number six. Yep. If you're only going to show up for food and alcohol and you really have no interest other than that.
I'm out.
Yeah.
Number seven. If you got married and I thought we were friends and you didn't invite me.
Ooh.
So now it's payback.
Yeah. Okay.
And then it says, if you don't get an invite or you're planning on coming, let me or blank, blank, blank. And then it goes off from there.
I like that. Those are very valid reasons. Yeah.
But she's getting a little heat for it. But I understand it's extremely stressful. And I mean, I was the person, and I'm still that person. I would rather, if I'm going to do a party or a dinner or anything, I'll either invite only one or two people or I invite everybody because I don't want anybody's feelings to be hurt. And I did the same thing for my wedding. I couldn't afford a big sit-down dinner because I didn't want to hurt anybody's feelings. So I invited 400 people and had finger foods because I'd rather do that and invite everyone. And then how mortified I was, you know, months later to find out, oh, I forgot to invite that person. Yeah. I was horrified and embarrassed.
Especially when
you go on the radio and you say, I invited everybody.
Here's the thing you have to deal with, because you're going to say this to yourself when you're writing out these invitations. You're going to say, well, if I invite this person, I got to invite this person because either they know each other for whatever reason.
Here's the thing. You don't have to.
Well, I know. That's true. But sometimes you can say, well, I've only known this person for 3 months, but I'm kind of close to them, so I got to invite them. But I've known this person 4 years, and I don't see them that much. So, you know, I don't know. It's just all this mental stuff that you deal with trying to reconcile who's the closer friend.
And I know it's a money issue, but this is just speaking for me when I was a bride a long time ago.
Yeah.
I would never invite someone and expect them to come alone.
You do a plus one always.
Even if I knew they weren't in a relationship, because showing up, sometimes you don't know a lot of people.
Yeah.
And you have to show up. And I've been that one person at a wedding before to a family I really knew pretty well. And I showed up, but they're all about family that day. And I was by myself. It was awkward. It was college age kids, and I was older than them. And, you know, nobody, it was just weird. And if you can't afford to include a plus one, then change your menu or something, because I've said no now to weddings if I'm invited without being included with bringing a guest. And it's not being a bitchy thing. It's just I don't want to show up by myself and end up having to try to mingle with people I don't know.
And you as a person, if you get a plus one and you're single, you know what kind of person to bring to this wedding.
Yeah, bring a normal person, not some idiot.
Not a party animal.
This is on the guest too, but I'm not down with inviting single people. Yeah. Well, you're not in a relationship, so you don't need to bring a guest. Well, maybe I need somebody there to talk to and hang out with.
That's true.
The only problem I have with that, because that post, she basically said what we all think when we're inviting somebody to a party or a wedding. We all think that, you know. But when you put it on Facebook, all those people that don't get invited now know exactly how you feel about them. Now they know.
Well, it's like if I were, I invited everybody in the office when I got married. But, I mean, that's kind of... Okay.
Do you invite?
I don't really know you outside of work, but it's a sticky situation.
It is.
It's very sticky.
From work, is the boss a for sure you got to invite them person? The boss.
I did, but I don't know the rules on that.
If you got married right now, say if you wanted to have a 100 person wedding, and you invited a majority of the people here, obviously you would invite us, I would assume. But say one of the girls that works back in the back, like works on the show, but you. Probably don't say more than hi and bye.
Yeah, give me the name of somebody in the back that she would invite out.
Amy.
Oh,
I'm just saying. I know Amy. So I'm just saying.
Why are you putting me on the spot?
You're not even getting married. You're not getting married.
You're saying if I was, I would rather have a cheaper wedding and invite everybody so nobody's feelings are hurt.
Yeah.
That's me.
And I'm different because I don't. I don't know. I don't get offended if I'm not. I mean, there's been some college girlfriends' weddings that we've grown apart and I haven't been invited to. Great. I don't have to spend the money.
If you're not still in contact with them, but if you're seeing them in the office every day, it's kind of awkward.
Right.
Well, I invited everybody but you. It's just weird.
I mean, I'd be upset if one of you guys didn't invite me, you know, but if it was someone else and I wasn't invited to the wedding, I don't think, because we're not really like a lot of us aren't social friends. So I don't know. My feelings don't get hurt over stuff like that because it's your money you're spending.
It is.
You have so much going on.
And here's the thing. If it's between a guy and a girl that you're going to invite at work, invite the girl because the guy Couldn't care less.
The guy is,
he couldn't care less.
He didn't want to come anyway. In fact, it's a relief.
He may thank you for not inviting
him. Exactly. It's a relief when you don't invite the dude.
So there you
I'm
go.
Just telling you.
Unless it's open bar.
Oh, yeah. Then we want to be invited.
With a lot of hot chicks. If you got a lot of hot chicks in your wedding, then maybe go ahead and invite the dude.
I do have a friend who gets invited to weddings, and he asks to see what the bridesmaids look like before he makes his choice.
My man.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show. The Kid Craddock Morning Show.
So yesterday we did names that correlate with what you do for a living. What was that?
It's
like aptly suits your career, so it's an aptronym.
And we got a bunch more on Facebook that are pretty funny.
Mm-hmm.
Like Tina said she's a teacher who almost married a Mr. Smart. But turns out he was dumb.
Really?
Aww.
Sarah says her urologist name is Dr. Johnson.
Really?
Okay, I know this doctor, so I know she's telling the truth.
Okay.
She's not lying. Ray Lynn said, Dr. Payne delivered my baby, and my friend had a breast reduction by Dr. Tittle.
That's Tittle.
I know that doc. I know.
These are a couple of good doctor names. The doctors are always a great fit. We have an OBGYN named Dr. Laura Finger.
Mm-hmm.
We have a plastic surgeon named Dr. Young. And a therapist named Dr. Nutt.
In Midland, there is a doctor, and her name is Dolly Doctor. So she is Dr. Dolly Doctor, otherwise known as Dr. Doctor.
Dr. Doctor.
Dr. Doctor.
Wow. What do you think Dr. Bone does?
Orthopedic?
No, he's a vet. Dog Bone.
Oh, I see.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Doc Bone.
Yeah. Ashley says her name, my name is Naylor. I work in labor and delivery.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow.
I was gonna say maybe
Lori, Lori has a friend who works at a funeral home, and his real name is Will Die.
Oh, wow. Man.
Will Die.
Will, D-Y-E.
I would have just done like
high-dive
shirts.
I would have looked at that a little bit more closely.
Well, yeah.
Man.
I wouldn't even won't.
Hey, you will.
Never.
Never.
I mean, never.
Yeah, right? His middle name is Never.
Looks like we have somebody on hold that wants to talk to us, you guys.
Who?
Oh, I'm so glad you're still here, Kelly, because I want you finally, after all of these years.
Oh, I've spoken to Rhonda for a long time.
Oh, well,
I don't care for her.
Dear friend of the show.
Well, stick around, because I want you to always talk to her.
Rhonda from Potluck, Texas is on the phone joining us. Hey, Rhonda.
Hello there, Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Hey, Rhonda.
Here's Rhonda calling you all the way from Potluck, Texas.
How are you, Rhonda?
And in case you didn't know, Potluck ain't the actual capital of the state, but we are the capital of fertilizer production. And when the wind shifts and gets to blowing just right, you can smell Potluck up to 50 miles away.
What does the wind do?
Shifts.
Oh, okay.
You don't need no fancy GPS to find your way back to Potluck. You just follow your nose right back to the city limits.
Really?
Hang on a minute. The Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Okay.
Lupita Nyong'o.
Shut up.
I rinse out my spit cup and pour me a big old glass of sweet tea. Your mama's mouth's feeling a little dry this morning.
Ew. How many kids does she have? She always has new ones.
Sorry about that, like Kid Craddock Morning Show.
How you been?
So welcome back from your big, fancy, free family vacation to the Hard Rock Hotel Riviera Maya.
Yeah, it was fun.
Does that count as another plug?
Yeah,
it sure does.
And a special congratulations to you, JC.
Why?
I didn't think he was going to make it back to America, Senor Chavez. Let me ask you something.
Yeah.
You wearing a shirt in your passport photo? I mean, when you put on a shirt, do people even recognize it's you?
She's got a good point.
Let me tell you something.
Okay.
JC.
Yeah, Rhonda.
I've always been a little suspicious of your story about how you came to live
really?
In the finest country in the world.
Oh, I just got on a plane.
I like you and everything, but don't think I ain't turned your name into them immigration authorities for a little look-see.
You can just say immigration if you want.
Yeah, I bet you're real good at climbing fences, ain't you, JC?
Excuse me.
Hang on a minute, the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
That was right.
Iggy Azalea, how many times have I told you not to bite your toenails until you finish biting mine first? Get over here and work on this hangnail. Sorry about that, the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Fine.
Where was I?
Me climbing fences.
Oh, yeah, you know, in my younger years, mm-hmm. I was a pretty good fence climber too, JC.
Were you really?
Of course, he's a crazy Mexican.
My family couldn't afford them fancy schmancy chain link fences like rich people put up to protect their property.
Oh, what kind of
I had to learn to climb fences on chicken wire. And that chicken wire's tricky stuff, let me tell you.
Yeah, it is.
Once you master that, though, ain't no chain link fence can stop you. Just like it didn't stop you, ain't that right? Jose Roberto Chavez, a.k.a. J.C.
Wow. So Rhonda,
hang on a minute, okay. The Kidcratic Morning Show.
Yeah.
Chad Michael Murray.
I don't know if I should be offended.
Is that my Lynyrd Skynyrd t-shirt you're wearing? You get that off right now. That is vintage and signed by Ronnie Van Zant. Iggy Azalea, spit out that toenail and go hit him upside the head for me.
Oh,
I'm sorry about that, the Kid Craddock.
Oh, that's fine.
Show. Anyways, welcome back to the good old U.S. of A, the land of the free, and the home of the brave, from sea to shining sea. And hey, the Kid Craddock Morning Show, did you know that out of all of our 52 states, only one of them ends in the letter A? That is some crazy stuff right there.
Yeah.
When you think about it.
Yeah, Georgia.
Just another fascinating fact you got from good old Rhonda from Potluck, Texas, which does not end in the letter A.
No, it does not.
Hang on a minute, the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Sure.
Mary Chapin Carpenter, time to get up and get to work, baby. Only two more payments, and you pay off that baby Jesus tattoo.
Oh, good.
Very one.
I gotta go to Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Wait, Rhonda, wait. Talk to Kelly. Call her back. Hit star 69. Call her back. I want Kelly to talk to her.
I don't think you can star 69 a burner phone.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, you can. Star 69 anything.
Star 69, everybody.
Everybody?
I don't know. I've never had one. I don't know how they work.
A star 69?
You've got it.
With a burner phone.
Oh.
Well, you can start
how does that work? It's just when the minutes are gone, you just throw it away?
Sure. Or you buy more.
You can buy more minutes?
Yeah.
I thought they were like disposable phones.
After you get the people to buy your fake football tickets, or after you do your drug deals, or whatever you do, then you just throw it away.
Throw it away. Well, yeah, it's got a phone number.
That's good to know.
Or why don't you just burn it? Because it's a burner.
Well, or, you know, after you get through with the hookup that you were trying to do with your side piece, because you don't want to get your side piece, your main phone number.
Oh, is that right, Al?
What's that?
I mean, that's right here.
Yeah.
I don't have a side piece. I am totally satisfied.
It's because do you not have a side piece because you're so madly in love, or do you not have a side piece because you're too lazy?
It could be the latter, but I don't want a side piece. I have no idea.
It's not about love and respect for the woman you're with. It's because you're tired.
I'm coming up on 2 years.
Already?
With Dr. Girlfriend.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good for you.
What is that face?
Yeah, why are you going?
I didn't think I could do it.
Why? If you love somebody, you should want to spend the rest of your life with them.
Yeah, but I'm just saying.
You should expect it.
Time just has flown by.
That's good.
Yeah.
You look beat down by the fact that it's 2 years. Why?
No, I'm not beat down. I'm just...
Just is.
You have something exciting planned for the 2-year anniversary?
Al, you should be... I don't hear any excitement in your voice that it's 2 years.
Well, first of all, 2 years is a month and a half from now.
Because you screwed up the first anniversary.
Yeah, I did. I did screw it first. Oh, hello, that's right. I'm glad you reminded me.
So you have a makeup. You should be excited.
I even remember exactly what you did on your anniversary. You.
I remember screwing it up.
You were doing some band.
Oh, yeah.
And you bought her a dress.
Bought her a dress, and we went salsa dancing, but we scheduled our dinner too early. And
then you made her go to your bar?
And then I was like,
I would have been over it.
He was watching the baseball game, too. During their date.
Yeah.
Oh.
It was a World Series, I think.
It was stupid.
Anyway, happy 2 years in about a month and a half. To me. And to us.
To us.
Means now you don't have to wish it to her again because you got it out of the way.
Done.
A month and a half early.
What's a two-year anniversary?
I don't know.
Oh, it's cotton.
Shout out.
Oh, you can give her some.
Give her some jeans.
Yeah. Yeah. Or a shirt or something.
Yeah.
Cotton.
Yeah.
Cotton balls.
Cotton.
You want to go literal on it.
Give us some Q-tips.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
I'm sorry, ladies. This is the day all the girls with boyfriends, husbands, guy friends dread.
Jason,
I don't care.
Wait a minute.
Today starts
I will recognize this is the beginning of preseason football.
I know.
Preseason, OJC.
No, yeah, I don't.
Preseason.
You know what's great about preseason? It eases the ladies into it because no, we only watch about one series.
I realize it is. Dude, we've been waiting on football since the Super Bowl.
I just want people to hit each other.
All right, we've been waiting on football since the first week of February this year.
So you get a football.
This is huge.
You get the Super Bowl rematch tonight.
However, this is just like an appetizer. It's not even like an appetizer. It's the pre-appetizer.
See, I'm not bothered by football. I love it. I wish I always miss the end of games because I have to go to bed too early during the week. But I love football. I don't care about preseason.
Yeah.
Half of the players don't even play.
This is like, if you have a big group of people coming to dinner, this is what you munch on while you're waiting on the other people to get there.
Practice.
It's not even an appetizer.
Except you never have dinner.
It's like
practice.
It's like
you used to give them all appetizers and
chips.
Send them
home. The free stuff, the chips and the salsa.
Kelly, who are you excited to watch tonight?
You said it was the last year's Super Bowl team.
Yeah, there's that's one of the matchups tonight.
Are there
who was in the Super Bowl last year?
Denver and Seattle.
Who did I vote for? I don't remember who won.
Seattle won.
Seattle won.
Yeah, that's who you thought would win.
I predicted that. Then obviously I'm going to go with Seattle again.
Yeah, nobody cares who wins or loses. It's just about watching football.
That's the thing. You know, the camaraderie of football watching wherever you choose
to
watch.
Did you watch Hard Knocks?
I don't have HBO.
Oh.
This is it, though. I mean, this preseason, I give you a little bit. I'm going to give you like 20% of excitement today.
Uh-huh.
I think it's Labor Day weekend. That's when football season starts.
You dip your toes.
Peyton's probably going to play a couple series. Yeah, they play.
I like Peyton.
The first game usually get a lot of starters playing, maybe even the first quarter. So you get pretty good.
Mm.
Then the second and third game, fourth game don't matter.
Yeah.
Kelly, I'm excited. I'm so excited. You know what else got me excited?
What got you excited?
I found something out on Facebook that I had no idea what was going on.
What's that?
Did you know? You have your messages, right, on Facebook?
Let me pull up Facebook so I can see if I can follow along with what you're talking about.
I'll just tell you this.
All right, what do I know?
This might blow your mind a little. It blew my mind yesterday.
Okay.
So you go to your messages, right, Kelly?
Go to my messages.
At the top of your page.
I click the little message thing.
And then it says your inbox. And you have, whatever, 99-plus messages, probably because you're Kelly Raspberry, damn it.
I can't get to them all.
Okay. And so you have those. Right next to inbox, it says other.
Okay.
Wait.
Let me go. Let me do this. Hang on.
Yeah, I see other 99 plus. Yeah, okay.
So I saw that yesterday and
I've never seen that before.
What's this other thing all about? And I clicked on other and it was messages from all sorts of people that I would have liked to get in touch with in the past.
What is other?
Other is, I guess, I don't know what other is. I don't know if it's people that you're not friends with. I don't know if it's people, random people, but it was people from high school that were trying to get a hold of me.
Is it maybe people that aren't friends with? No, everybody can post messages. How is this other?
I had family members
next
that
to
were
the inbox.
I had all these messages from people that I had no idea were trying to reach out to me, and here I am looking like a complete jerk.
Oh man,
I
don't have any
first
messages.
Message. First, I have
people check your other messages.
Well, why are they under other?
So if you think
it. Is it a spam box?
What if it's an
other box? It doesn't say spam.
What
it
if
says
it's an
other.
Old boyfriend who wants to reconnect?
Yeah, I've written people and they never wrote me back, and now I know it's because I'm in the other box.
I'm just gonna pick something randomly.
Yeah, look how cool is this. Hey, Jose,
man.
We went to high school together. I would like to be friends on Facebook. Yeah. Haven't talked to you in 12 years, man. What's going on?
Wow.
Hey, Josh, what's up, buddy? How cool is that?
That's
very
cool.
My other's from some guy named Justin who I don't know and says Colorado's another state that ends in O.
Yeah, well, at least you have something in your other box.
You don't have anything on your other box?
Let me see. Is it your main one, your fan page, or your main page?
No, my main page.
Okay, let me go back.
A lot of them seem like spammy things, but some of them, man, I'm already back to December of last year.
And it's people you probably know in
October.
How crazy is that? I just found that out. Way to go, Facebook, for ruining
our lives.
Your other
folder is where you'll find messages and emails that have been filtered out of your inbox.
Why?
You can change your filter preferences right in your inbox.
I don't want another box. I just want one box. I'm a one-box kind of guy.
Okay, I do.
It's from strangers or people you aren't connected with in any other way. So whether friends or they don't like your fan page or whatever.
Look at all these.
So now you know, if you've written somebody, an ex-lover or something, and they never wrote you back, or somebody from high school and they never replied to you, it's because you're on the other box.
But you don't understand how far back this goes.
Oh, it goes back, Kelly.
Oh, wow. Look at this.
We've been jerks for years.
I got one from Chris Brown. He's white, but...
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.